They're top 40 hits that you hear on the radio and MTV hits you see on television. Then there are the internet downloaded hits that you can overhear somebody else listening to if you're walking down the street or sitting on the subway. Now, for the longest time, Ray LaMontagne was a rising star on MP3 players in certain radio stations, some public, by the way, scattered around the country. Well, he's scattered no longer. Ray LaMontagne and his band are in our studio. He has a new CD out called Till the Sun Turns Black. This is his second recording. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And could I get you to introduce the band while we're here?
Yes. This is Jennifer Condis on the bass, mm-hmm. Jay Belarus on drums, and Doug Pettibone on the banjo.
Could we hear Till the Sun Turns Black?
Certainly.
Confident as cops, blooming, laughing in the shops, until the sun turns black. Can you see the old and lonely walking through the park, or pushing grocery carts, till the sun turns? Till the sun turns black. Can you see? wise man simply living, loving quietly. Every breath he takes eternity till the sun turns black.
It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, do I get this right, having read your publicity material? You grew up incredibly without music. No source of music in your house? Didn't listen to the radio?
There was not a lot of music in the house. We just didn't, we traveled light. You know, it was my mom and four sisters, little brother and myself.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have, possessions really. We had clothes and that was about it.
You traveled all over?
Yeah, all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. When did music first begin to kind of put its hooks into you? Do you remember that?
Well, for real, the first time I heard Stephen Stills, really.
Hmm. What Stephen Stills did you hear first? I mean, can you even remember the first couple of songs?
Oh, yeah. I heard it was Treetop Flyer off a solo record that he had done, which really knocked me out. But then, when I went to the record store to find his stuff, I found a Manassas record. The first Manassas record, and that is really what clinched it. It's absolutely stunning record.
Does he know what a role he played in your life?
I've met him a couple times. The first was at my very, very first show in Los Angeles. I played a show with his daughter, Jennifer. And he was there, very small club. And he was sitting right there watching.
Oh.
When I finished my set, he came out of his seat like a bull. I mean, I thought he was going to kill me. I thought he was going to rip me out of my seat and just throw me across the room. But he comes storming out. He grabs a guitar. He sits down and just starts ranting about who is this kid? Who does he think he is? He's sitting too far from the mic. I can't even hear a word he's saying. Blah, 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 just on and on and on. And then he proceeds to sing two songs. There's not an intelligible word in them, because he was really, really drunk.
What a touching story.
It was great.
Mr. Lemon. Yeah, this is just great, Mr. Lemon.
But
yeah.
I did see him again. I met him again at a show at the Avalon Theater. I was headlining my own show at the theater in L.A. Anyway, after the show, Stephen came back with his wife, and it was a completely different experience. He was very
sober.
Complimentary. Yeah, he was sober for sure, very straight, and very complimentary about the songs and singing. And then he, shook my hand and said, "I just finished a record. I want to give it to you." And
it's always a bit of a risk when you meet your heroes, isn't it?
Yeah, I prefer not to.
They turn out to be like the rest of us sometimes.
Yeah, I prefer not to.
There's a real aspect, a thread, really, of quietness and darkness that's on this recording, Till the Sun Turns Black. There is we want to get you to sing another song, because not all of the songs here are quiet and dark and edgy. There's a real belter on here called Three More Days. Could you tell us about this song?
Well, it's driven by the lyrics, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just need to say I miss you, and that's enough. And you just pour your heart into saying I miss you, and that's all you gotta say.
Okay, we'd like to hear that.
Good,
right? Thanks.
Three more days,
to get to this good side down so I can bring her on home. So you can't say no. Gonna give it so you can't say no. Gonna give it so you can't say no. Gonna give it so you can't say no.
You live in Maine.
I do.
And married and have a family.
I'd rather not talk about that. That's okay. All right.
All right. Of course not. Could you leave this business as quickly as you entered it? I mean, could you wake up one morning and decide?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you don't think you're doing that now?
Not yet. Yeah. In the same way as, you know, when I was 24 and didn't talk to anybody, I had this little, you know, this little voice saying, you know, it's in there. You just gotta let it out. It's all in there. In the same way, I think I got a couple more records in me.
You didn't talk to anyone when you were 24?
I didn't talk to people. No. This career has forced me to grow in a lot of ways, you know, and a lot of it good, you know, some of it not so good, but. But no, I had a very hard time talking to people. I didn't have close friends, and I certainly wouldn't confide in anybody because I didn't really trust people that much. But that's in the past, you know.
Mm. Could you tell, your breakthrough song was Trouble.
Yeah. Well, I honestly, when you say breakthrough song, I'm not...
Well, the one that brought you to our attention, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I guess... that was kind of the obvious choice for a single, I suppose, because it was up-tempo and radio likes things that are up-tempo.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
One, two, three, two, two.
Trouble, bad dog in my soul since the day I was born. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind alone. I've been Oh, yeah.
Mr. LaMontagne, thanks very much. We enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
And to your band, too. Ray LaMontagne and his band joining us here at NPR Studio 4A. His new album is called Till the Sun Turns Black, and it comes out August 29th. And there's more music from Ray LaMontagne at our website, npr.org.